Thank you and good morning. The supervisors and county staff will host an interactive public budget meeting tonight beginning at 5:30, and residents can take part in person or by streaming the meeting online or by watching on cable access channel 10. Each of the five supervisors will be present at a location in their district, and residents can meet and discuss the budget in person. The presentation will be streamed live online at Humboldt.gov and is also available on cable access. County staff and the board are asking for priorities and suggestions from residents about county spending, including how the money generated from Measure Z should be spent. The supervisors will be present in person at the South Bay School, Hoopa High School, Redway Elementary, Garfield Elementary, and the Office of Education Building in Eureka. The Eureka Police Department's POP team served a search warrant at the Pine Motel in the 2400 block of Broadway on Wednesday morning and confiscated a suspected stolen handgun along with other suspected stolen items, including an Apple iPad. Officers also found small amounts of methamphetamine, heroin, and marijuana packaged for sale. Officers arrested 29-year-old Veronica Brooks and 49-year-old Anthony Watkins. Both were booked into jail on several charges, including possession of stolen property, possession of narcotics for sale, and probation violations. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of fire and smoke coming from a residence at 115 West Clark Street on Wednesday afternoon. The first arriving crews found fire along an outer wall, fire that had originated with a plastic planting pot. The fire was quickly extinguished and damage was minimal and was prevented from spreading to the interior. The apartment was occupied at the time of the incident, but there were no injuries reported and the tenants were not displaced. It suspected a discarded cigarette into the planting pot was the cause of the fire. In state news, Democratic Assemblymember Tony Thurmond announced on Tuesday that he will introduce legislation that would ban the use of all tobacco products at every baseball park and stadium in the state. The law, if passed, would also affect the big leagues and the prevalent use of chewing tobacco and other smokeless tobacco products. State Senate Republicans have chosen Jean Fuller as the new Senate Minority Leader, making her the first woman chosen to hold the spot. Fuller, a former superintendent from Diamond Bar, will replace Bob Huff at the top of the Republican caucus, and when Fuller takes her position, three of the legislature's top four leadership positions will be held by women. Backers of an abortion control measure for minors, which has failed at the ballot box three times in the past decade, are aiming to get their proposition onto the 2016 ballot. Supporters of the initiative, which would require that the parents of minors seeking an abortion be notified and would require the minor wait 48 hours before any procedure could be performed, are gathering signatures. They need to gather more than 580,000 signatures to get the initiative onto the ballot. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Wednesday, January 28th, the fire destroyed the historic Star Hotel building in downtown Fortuna. The fire and the resultant efforts to control and extinguish the blaze gutted the building and displaced the businesses housed there. On that sunny Wednesday morning, Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario said that the city will do all that it can to help rebuild and that the process has already begun. A full demolition of the site is being prepared, as Candelario explains.
They really had to do some demo to get to the flames, and there's just not a lot left. So really the only question is how quickly and efficiently they can get demo done and make sure that they're accomplishing all the tasks by the different regulatory agencies.
Candelario said that while the site needs to be rebuilt, the goal is to get it right from the start.
My goal is not to be in a hurry with that, but just let's make sure we get all those steps taken care of and get that eyesore out of there as soon as we can, but not miss anything along the way.
He also said that the building owners have a lot of planning ahead of them.
A development plan and reuse is going to take some time in itself. You know, the property owners, Johnsons, need to decide what they want to do and how they want to do it, and you know, and then put together some, you know, a design and a plan. And there's a lot involved with that. It could take much longer than you might initially think.
Candelario said that the city council wants to prioritize rebuilding efforts and that city staff is ready to help in any way that it can. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.